Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim, Klal Mem Ches, and we were learning Siman Yud Aleph. The last point that the Chayadim says that in case we had 10 people, since the Chiyuv is say Zimun B'Shem, Lefichach Einam Rishoyim Lecholik Afilu Levarach Gimel Gimel. There's only 10 people, so we can't divide it up into groups of three, and four, even though they're doing Zimun. Because since they've now reached a stage, they have a chiyuv to say the zimun with the Shem Hashem, to break up into groups, which when that would lose that, is minimizing the zimun, which they're not allowed to do. Okay, Siman Yud Beis deals with a case which happens occasionally, that people mistake the amount of people which are there, or they forget. So the Mezamein did not say Nevorach Elokeinu Shochan L'Mishaloi. He just said Nevorach Shochan L'Mishaloi. So, but there's 10 people there. So you rechiv to Mezamein B'Shem. So now what's supposed to happen? Imadayin loy onu acharov yachsor b'yezamein b'Shem. If the people didn't respond, see, he should repeat that phrase again, adding the Shem Hashem, because the people have not responded yet. V'im gam ha'oinim tohu v'yamru l'keinu ein yichalim lachzer ulazami. If they already responded to what he said, so the zimun was done, but yeah, but they didn't say the Shem Hashem, the zimun is done. So they will continue without zimun. Now, the Chayyarim doesn't address a few points over here. One is, let's say some people responded already and some people didn't respond, and then they realize the problem. One question, what are they supposed to respond? He finished off the sentence, and instead of correcting him to respond and say it over again, they just start responding and they're not sure what they're supposed to say. So what should they do? So in regards to the first question, in the case where some people responded already, so those people who responded already were Yotze Zimun. So they cannot be mezuman. So if there was 15 people to start with and 5 people answered already, so the 10 who have not answered yet could request the mezuman to restart with the Shem Hashem, and they will respond with the Shem Hashem. If, however, there is not 10 people remaining who have not answered yet, whoever answered already was Yotze Zimun, you do not have 10 people who are Chayav and Zimun with the Shem Hashem. So therefore, because they're Yotze already, and therefore they can't redo it with the Shem Hashem. So the remaining 8 people, let's say, 2 people responded already, there was 10 people, 2 people responded, so you only have 8 people now which have a chiyuv zimun b'shem, so there's no chiyuv zimun b'shem. This is brought in the Mosef Dirshu in the name of Reb Dayan Fisher Zichrono Livracha. Now the Mishnah Berurah raises another question. In the case where he didn't say Shem Hashem, what should they respond? Do they have to respond without the Shem Hashem? Because if the one who's encouraging them to say something, he's saying we should be in the Baruch, he didn't say Elokeinu, maybe they can't not allowed to say Elokeinu. Or arguably they are allowed to say Elokeinu. So the Mishnah Berurah brings that this is a machlokes amongst the Achronim, and he does not make a final hakra on that situation, which means that a person, because of a suffix, should not say the Shem Hashem. So in a scenario where the Mezamah didn't say Elokeinu, what you should do is, if nobody responded yet, you should correct him to re-say the phrase. But if instead of that, you just want to say, well, I'll just say Elokeinu, because Maisa, we have 10 people, so that's a machlokes. So it's going to be a question whether you're allowed to do that or not. So you shouldn't say the Shem Hashem in a situation which is questionable. Okay, now what about a scenario where the opposite happened? There wasn't 10 people, and they thought there was, and they said Elokeinu. So, Bidiyavid, they're Yotze the Zimun, they do not need to redo the Zimun. The question is, they said Hashem Hashem in a scenario where it was not appropriate to do so. Is this called a bracha lebatala? We know that there's an issue of saying the Hashem Shemayim lebatala, and that the Gemara learns from the pasuk of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, Gemara and Tumura. Having Yir Shemayim means you don't say Hashem's name without a purpose. Bracha lebatala, Gemara says in brachas, is connected to the issue of loisisa. According to Magen Ram, the Rambam learns that this is a deraisa. Tosfos says explicitly it's only a hasmachta. So, and there's those, Eliyahu Rabbah says the Rambam also only means a hasmachta. So it's either a deraisa or a derabbanan, but it's connected to the concept of loisisa. But that's only specifically in the context of a bracha lebatala. Is this called a bracha in regard to the issue of bracha lebatala? So the Prima Gadim is mistopic in this issue. He's not sure of this. If bracha requires that the matveya, the Chazal said, but saying Hashem's name in the context of a praise is not a iser. The iser of Shem Shemayim Levatola is just because it's Levatola, but if I say it in the context of a praise of Hashem, for example, a person wants to say Hashem's name in Zmiris on Shabbos, he's allowed to. It's not a pasuk, it's not a Chazal, it's some person made up a song, but he's saying Hashem's name in the form of praise. That is permitted. The only issue, of course, he has to say Hashem's name with the right kavod, etc. But he's doing it derech shevach. Derech shevach is not osur. But in the matbeah, which Chazal set up for being a baracha, it said in that form, that's already problematic, either the rice or the rabbanon. So now, is this really called a baracha in that sense? The Prima Gadim is not sure in regards to this issue, how to look at it. The relevant issue, obviously, is in regards to the level of tshuva that you need to do. Were you over an iser losisa, or you were not over an iser? You said it derech shevach, and you weren't over any aveira at all. But there's no practical difference in regards to moving forward at that point in a person's situation. Okay, I think we've covered this point, and we will move on to the next siman in tomorrow's shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.